Hi, I'm Sam Kornbrooks, and I am the producer.
Hey, I'm James Woods. I'm the musical director.
Sam, start, since you're the producer, before we get into the actual show this weekend, talk about your group. It's called the Metropolitan Youth Arts Theater. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the group itself.
Okay. Well, Metropolitan Youth Arts Theater is a completely student-run theater company, and the director, Chad Van, and I founded it because we wanted to see what it was like in the real world of theater to do this all on our own, because that's what we're going to pursue as a career. So we wanted to know what it was like before we got really into it.
Okay. How long has it been around?
This is actually our first production.
Oh, okay. Brand new. All right.
Yeah.
Talk about how the genesis of it. Do you know where the idea was actually sparked to form this thing?
Yeah. Kira Smith, who is playing Kathy in the show, she came up to me and asked me to play Jamie Wellerstein in the last 5 years. And I said, whoa, I can't sing that. That's crazy. But I said I would make it happen. So I asked Chad to be the director, and we just started working on this show, and we didn't think that it was going to become a real theater company until we just decided, hey, this is really cool. We want to start doing this. So we just made it official, like, this is a theater company.
Now, James, are you guys both high schoolers, or what age are you guys?
Yeah, I'm 16. I'm a sophomore.
Okay.
And I'm 16 as well.
Okay, cool. And what high school do you go to?
I go to Lee High School in Springfield, Virginia.
I go to Metropolitan School of the Arts Academy in Lorton.
Okay, so then I guess you're going to class by day, and then by night you're going to theater practice with the Youth Arts Theater?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, lately it's been a pretty intensive rehearsal schedule just since the show is right around the corner. So that's pretty much our schedule. It's school during the day and rehearsing at night.
Do you find it tricky to kind of juggle the two, or is it no different than, you know, working for your school play?
It's a lot. For me, it's a lot because I'm the producer, so I have to organize everything. So it's a very intense schedule for me, and I've made it an intense schedule for everyone else as well. So it is a little bit different from a school show, just because we're in control of it all and we can choose whatever we want, and we've chosen to have a lot more rehearsals than a school show would. Mm.
Now, I know you're the producer for this particular play. Who's in charge of the entire organization?
The entire organization, it's Chad and I, who are the production heads. So I'm the technical director and producer of Metropolitan Youth Arts Theater, okay. And Chad Van is the artistic director.
I gotcha.
And then James Woods is the musical director, of course.
Yep. Okay, not just for the show, but for the entire Youth Arts Theater. Okay, I gotcha, Okay, and so this, the last 5 years is what it's called. This is the first play you guys have put on as part of this group. Tell me about the show itself. What's it about?
The show the last 5 years, it's about two people, Jamie Wellerstein and Kathy Hyatt, and it's about their five-year relationship, except it's told in a very unique way. He tells his story from the beginning of the relationship to the end, and Kathy tells her story from the end of the relationship to the beginning. So their paths cross in the middle for one song they sing together, but other than that, they're singing separate parts of the story at separate times. So it's a really unique way of storytelling.
Is it drama, comedy?
It's a little bit of both.
Obviously musical.
Yeah, it's a musical, it's a drama, it's a comedy. It's
a little bit of everything.
It's everything, yeah.
Genre crossing. Okay. Do you have a favorite number in the show?
I think my favorite number in the show is the final song, Goodbye Until Tomorrow, just because it's such a well-written song. The melody is so catchy, and the lyrics are so well-written. I mean, the entire score is incredibly well-written. It's written by Jason Robert Brown, who's just such an accomplished composer. Mm-hmm. So it's really amazing.
Gotcha. Is there a certain style or approach you take as musical director?
Not really. I've never musical. I've never directed anything musically. I've had like a lot of years of music training. I know a lot about music theory, and I play the piano. But I never knew how much work it was, because at first I worked with Ben Sherrington, who's playing Jamie, and I worked with Kira Smith, who's playing Kathy, on learning the music, and then I actually worked with the musicians in the orchestra on conducting them and playing with them. So it's just mixing everything together, and the show is almost all sung through. So a lot of the technical part of the music, that was up to me, and a lot of the acting side and emotional side, that was up to Chad, who's a director.
How many total teenagers are pulling together to make this happen, for this particular show?
Well, there are two people in the cast. There are three of us that are production heads. We've got two stage managers, three set runners, and we have five musicians. Yeah, and then, of course, people that just spread the word for us and get us out there.
Are there any adults helping on this, or is it mostly entirely student-run?
It is entirely student-run, and the only reason we use an adult is to sign the paperwork that
right.
we can't sign because we're not 18 or in sure. some cases 21.
Right.
So.
But other than that, the entire artistic design of the show, the entire, like creating the entire show, that was all us. We just had, when we had to have an adult step in to sign something and oversee something, we did. But creating the show, it was all us. And that's what makes us. Theater company so unique.
See, youth run, youth performed, everything. Yeah. It's at the Atlas Theater mm-hmm. on
yeah.
H Street. Okay.
Yeah.
yeah, I've been there a couple times for DC Shorts. It's a film festival down there. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you been rehearsing in that space
yeah.
for
yes.
a little while now? How much rehearsal has been going on?
Oh, we just got in the space on Wednesday actually.
Okay.
So it has to be an intense rehearsal. We've had Wednesday, Thursday, and we've had 4-hour blocks in the theater on both of those days. So it's a short time in the theater. So we really have to work and get all the stuff done that we need to get done. And then today we move in there and we open.
Awesome. Are you excited to be doing it at Atlas?
Oh, yeah. The Atlas is great.
It's a beautiful space.
Oh, yeah. And they're very nice over there. It's, mm-hmm. it's great.
If our listeners are hearing this or any of our readers online are hearing this too, and they're not sure whether to come check you out, how do you sell it to them? Why should they come out to the Atlas Theater this week?
Because production is so unique. And it's completely student-run, but not only that, the show we're putting on, I can confidently say, you know, it's an incredible story we're telling, and I think we're doing it very well. And the show, it honestly has everything. It's a love story. It's heartbreaking. It's a beautiful show. The music gets caught in your head. And it's just, it's an amazing production, I think.
Yeah.
And when and where can everyone come out? I know it's all weekend, but what are all the show times?
Well, the show times we have tonight, which is unfortunately sold
out.
Tonight is at 7:30. On Saturday, the 17th, we have 2 p.m., which is not sold out, but it has limited seating. So get your ticket soon. And then Saturday night is sold out as well. Mm-hmm. And Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. is limited seating as well.
And where can people get the tickets? On the Atlas website or on
your
guys' website?
You can get it at metroyoutharts.com or you can get it at atlasarts.org.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on. We'll definitely get this posted and hopefully get some people to come out and see it.
Sweet.
All right.